From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we're live in Chicago, Illinois. We're at Sports Corner Bar and Grill. Meet and greet, Big Blue Chicago. The annual road game. It's going to be a fantastic weekend, man. Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Man. Let's talk with some Giant fans. Let's get right into it. We got Carl. What's going on?
Yeah.
Ready? Let's get right into it, man. Let's not even play around with this, man. Tell us about the preparation of putting this entire weekend together.
Well, you know, this came about a year ago. Remember, we were in Atlanta, and we were talking about, okay, well, where should we do the next road trip for the season? And we happened to look at the schedule, and let's be fair, the schedule did not look all that appealing.
Right.
And I remember you guys did Tampa 2 years ago, and so that was a target that I was already going to go to. But since you guys had already done that, that didn't seem to make much sense. And so the other logical one that really sort of stood out on the schedule for this year was the Chicago trip. And I know a lot of people have probably been to the city before, but maybe have not been here for an event. Maybe they're here for meeting somebody for a weekend, or maybe they're here on a summer, you know, situation, but maybe not for a game. Maybe not for, you know, if the Yankees are in town or if the Rangers are in town or specifically if the Giants are in town, because they're not here very often.
Right.
You know, the last time they were here was 6 years ago. We were there. And I think before that, they weren't here for 7 years. So the times that they're here are so infrequent that when it's a situation like it is right now where it's on the schedule, you know it 6 months in advance, or 6-7 months in advance, all right, for those that, let's say, live in California or live in Texas or live in Florida or live wherever it is, and all of a sudden you look at your schedule and say, hey, I can go to Chicago for a weekend, you know, it may be, obviously it could be a little bit cold, but all things considered, it's one of those that you sort of mark down and you say, okay, well, let's go ahead and make this happen. And as we discussed it, we said, okay, well, let's make this happen. And it took us a while. It took us a long time to sort of figure out, okay, how are we going to plan this out? How do we want to make this look? How do we want to visually present this? How do we want to go about picking different things to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so all that over a period of time really went into setting this up.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to get to. Like, what was going through your mind as far as the project, like putting this thing together? What was your vision as far as, like, okay, I want to do this? Like, how did you put that together as far as whether it was yourself or your team as far as this weekend for Giants fans? Like what was your vision?
I had a blank canvas. So
yeah.
Once we started from, okay, we've got the game. As the hitch to all this. So that means if you just kind of work backwards, you know, the one thing that we wanted to make sure that it was going to be on a date that was acceptable, not acceptable, probably not the right word, but a date that can work with everybody. Because the last time we were here, it was on a Thursday night.
I remember that. And
so
you rolled it.
Yeah.
0-6 game.
0-6.
I remember that.
So you're not, who's making plans to come here on a Thursday? That's not happening. So now that when the schedule came out, and I remember when there were some early rumors before the schedule officially was done, it was like, all right, it's going to be in early October, which we were both like, hey, perfect. Then we got the bummer news that it was going to be the week before Thanksgiving. And I remember when we first saw that, we were like, okay, this might be a little bit tricky because folks may travel out in those next couple of days. So it became a situation where it was like, ooh, all right. So now we have the game. We have, okay, we're obviously going to tell you before the game. So now we've got Saturday to work. We actually do have a Saturday to work with. And if you've been to any of our previous road trips, Saturday is the day. That is the day when we're all out just, you know, whether it's all day, maybe it's even half the day during the nighttime, and we're doing something. And
right then and there,
I was like, okay, we want to do a Saturday thing. How are we going to do this? Well, we got a couple of different options. In this case here, everybody wants to go out for dinner. In certain cities, you can't necessarily – it's not conducive to – I mean, that's not the right word. It's not a situation where you plan and say, hey, I'm going to be in Tampa this weekend. Let's go to dinner on Saturday. No, probably not. You'd rather just hang out and just do something else. So we have that. And then we said, okay, we have a Saturday night activity. Let's do something during the day. Let's go on a pub crawl. Pub crawl is very popular in the Midwest. So let's
okay.
go there. Let's
okay.
do something along those lines. And then the community service thing popped up when Bakes was talking about that during the summer. So that kind of set up, okay, we have three things that we can do on a Saturday right off the bat. Boom, that's done.
Right.
And for those that may come in on a Friday, the first inclination I remember seeing, not inkling, but the first inclination I saw this when we were in Denver was the meet and greet at that location. I don't know the name of the place. Tavern something.
Right.
Mike Flinty probably best. Shout out to Flinty. But I said, okay, for people that are coming in on a Friday and are in town, but they're here, they may, 90% on these road trips, as we see, maybe 90% of people have not even arrived yet. So you're just sort of here, just kind of by yourself, not necessarily by yourself, or maybe you are by yourself.
Right.
You just want something to do. Well, why not just come out and just be with your fellow fans who are happen to be here at that time and be able to, enjoy a little bit of a Friday night and have a little fun.
Right. Now, what was your favorite road game over the last couple of years? I know you've been to London. I know you've been to Denver, Tampa. Let's just get you into the conversation.
Yeah, Kelly, jump on in.
Yeah, get in the joint, man.
It's got to be London, right?
London was the best one.
It's got to be the best.
Because they won. Because
I thought it was because y'all saw me at Patterson.
Right,
well, okay. All right. Let me tell you the story about how this played out here, okay? So we're outside Paddington Station. Me, Kelly, I think Danny was there as well.
Danny was there.
And we're just waiting for Jim and his now wife to meet us there. And all of a sudden, a guy in a Giants jacket, I think, just comes up to us and says hello. Now, mind you. But I just been on a flight for like 8 hours, so I'm not really in my right state of mind at this exact moment. things are not wired correctly, So what's going on? You know, you're here for the game? Yes, I'm here for the game. All right, let's say good to see you. Maybe we'll see each other down the road. We don't know. Okay, we're in London. We're 4,000 miles away from home.
Right.
And so I remember you were persistent because I think you came back before we had officially left out that station.
That's right.
And
that's
we made
true.
Sure
that,
we
that
got
is true. That is true.
Each other's number.
That's right.
And so we, from that point on, I remember we did not get a chance to get together that weekend. We were there, I think, Thursday.
No.
No,
right.
I don't think you hung out with him.
Nah. We had a great time, though, that weekend. Yeah. That weekend in London. I don't know what y'all did. And I know y'all had a good time.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, serious fans, keep on going. We'll go back to that.
We did a number of tours that
hey,
weekend.
You know your favorite thing was having high tea with me.
Absolutely.
At Kensington Palace.
Oh, yeah, tea?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
shit.
I made sure I put them
at
Kensington Palace to have high tea. I got them their refinement for the weekend.
Oh, wow.
that was
okay.
We did that. We went to when we saw the big clock.
Oh, Big Ben.
Okay.
We saw Big Ben.
Yeah, okay.
The Mandela statue that we saw as well was one of the things.
Yes, and then I took you to Westminster Abbey.
Yes.
Okay.
Tour of the Abbey.
Nice.
And then Saturday we went. We tried to see the Queen. Well, we thought we were going to see. Well, I don't know if we thought we were going to see the Queen.
We passed Buckingham.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not too far from Big Ben. Yeah.
We went to the Tate, to the museum, so we got a lot of culture in.
Nice.
London,
yes.
Right?
That was the favorite game of all of them. Because we won or because of
the whole
experience,
right?
You okay.
had, obviously, you're in another country and you're experiencing someone else's culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had even the game itself with all of the British fans and, like, it was just such a colorful.
Did you like the tailgate? Did you like the tailgate?
No.
I didn't like the tailgate.
No, but we did because there wasn't really a tailgate.
No, we ate breakfast. Yeah, because we ate breakfast.
We ate breakfast,
and then we went
and then
on right to the stadium.
But what I did enjoy was seeing, like, all of the different, because obviously London doesn't have a team.
Right.
Almost every single NFL
jersey
was represented in the season. So the stadium was so colorful, and that's totally something I don't get to experience when I'm at in the States, because it's either the home team and Giants or, you know, whoever's playing.
Now, in that particular game, did you guys shout when Landon Collins had the pick six?
I recorded that. I think I have it somewhere still in my house. I have to check my recordings, but I remember when he picked the pass off.
Yeah.
And then because we were on the opposite side of the field. We were in the first two or three rows in the right-hand corner, left-hand corner of the end zone.
Right.
So when we look, we see you know, he's got the ball and he's running, but we can't really tell what's happening. I think he bounced off of like two or three guys and somehow found space and eventually took it into the end zone. But when that happened, I remember we started jumping around. Me and Danny were just going crazy.
Yeah.
And that was one of the great things. And then I remember when they scored a touchdown, I think it was late in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And I remember Danny, before the play started, was screaming because the first two times, I think they're at the 2-yard line, they couldn't get in the end zone. And so Danny's screaming, he's like, fade route. And all of a sudden, I think Rashad Jennings took it up the middle for a touchdown. And we're like, yes, finally. Thank goodness. I did not see the end of the game. I was actually in the bathroom trying to see if I could sneak in a quick, like, 60 seconds because I knew it was a pretty close distance away. By the time I came back, the pass was intercepted and they were taking a knee and the game was over.
Now, well, what about, okay, overall, not just to win the game, you guys in the Green Bay, Houston, what was your favorite in the States, rule game?
In the States, I'll tell you what, the best one probably to meet to this day, and I think you were there for this, was when we went to Green Bay for the playoff game.
Oh, 2011. Oh, we won that game, though.
When they upset them.
Oh,
that was the game.
Tell me about that. Tell us about that.
So I remember when they had won that Sunday, and it was like, all right, the Giants are going to play the Packers on Sunday. We're like, and I remember I had missed the 2007 game when there was minus.
When everybody's fear was
freezing. And so I said, you know what? There's no way I'm missing this one. And I remember it was me, it was my buddy Eddie, my buddy Maddie, my buddy John, who else? Anthony was there with us. And we're like, hey, listen, let's just order tickets. I remember going on eBay, and I saw two tickets four rows from the field for like $175. I said, what? This is it?
That's the price?
Because it's so cold.
The weather that day was not as terrible.
No, it wasn't that terrible.
But I remember the morning of the game.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I say that. Let me back a little bit.
Right.
So Saturday, we're driving up to Green Bay.
Okay.
We're in the car, and me and my buddy John and Eddie was in the back, and we were listening on the radio to the Saints 49ers game that was being played that Saturday, because had the Saints won, there could have been a chance where if the Giants had played the Saints. Remember early that season,
absolutely,
they had played a game, I think it was like 50-20 or something.
Yeah, I got that game.
Oh, you were there.
I thought you were at that game too.
No.
Was
you
not?
I went to the 52-49 game a few years later.
No, that's the game I was at.
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about that.
Yeah, this is like, I think, a Monday night game, and the Giants just blown.
Oh, no, they got smoked. Yeah, I remember that.
And so I remember saying, I said, please, whatever you do. And then the 49ers, I think, scored a touchdown with like 15 seconds to go. There was some like crazy 2-minute stretch where the 49ers took the lead. The Saints came back, scored a touchdown in like 30 seconds. And then the 49ers scored with like 10 seconds to go. And all of a sudden, me and my buddy John, remember, we were screaming because we said, wait a second. The Giants played the 49ers early in the season, and we probably should have won that game. I said, you know what? If we could ever upset this team tomorrow, I think we can go to the Super Bowl. Like this,
right.
At that exact moment, like it was in my head, like this possibility existed. And so we go Sunday morning. We go to pick up our tailgate tickets at this location. And I remember the lady was showing these people that were in line, showing them that tickets were still available, and we're showing them some sections like 10 rows from the field. And when she gave the price number, I said, no. I said, you guys are giving away tickets like this at this price? And so,
why is it so low?
Well, here's what I found out in the 2 days after the game. I remember reading the paper, the Green Bay paper, that day, and they said that a lot of the Packer fans, because they had spent a lot of their money the year before, because I remember they were in the wild card. Remember the year before when they won the Super Bowl? So they had four playoff games. I think they played Philadelphia, at Atlanta, at Chicago.
That's right. That's when Cutler was hurt.
Yeah.
Or he's on a bike.
Yeah. Then at the Super Bowl, which was in Dallas that year.
That's right.
So,
Pittsburgh, right.
So they had spent a lot of money at these other four games.
Wow.
And so they had won 15-1 that year. And so there was a belief that we can sacrifice this one game here.
Right.
I didn't think about that.
There were a lot of people that we had found out
unbelievable.
Had basically written this game as if
they took it for granted.
Yes.
They were gonna win. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I know. Well, it was our record. It was either 10-6. Yes.
Nah, you're wild card. Well,
but if you remember,
no, we won the division that year.
Yeah, they won the division last
year.
But
we didn't really have a great record.
They did not. But if you remember,
9-7, 10-6,
right. But if you remember, they played a game earlier in that, like a few weeks before, where I think the 38-35. The Packers won on the last second field goal at the
Right, 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 right. I remember that.
You know, we thought before the game, hey, Chad's probably going to get smoked. All of a sudden, you know, maybe they can maybe something's here. But I think they were like they were losing like four games in a row.
Right.
This in that same period where that was going on. So you didn't really think about it at the time, but when the game was presented, it was like, wait, they played these guys earlier. They moved the ball against these guys already. They've got a halfway. They may not beat them, but it's not going to be I don't think it's going to be a complete wipeout.
Right, right, right.
And so when we head into the stadium, we're like, all right, let's see what's going on. Giants scored 10 nothing early in the game.
I remember that.
So now you're thinking, whoa. And then it became apparent.
Eli was playing good, too.
Yes, it became apparent.
That was the key, too. I remember that.
It became apparent in that first half that the Packers couldn't stop the Giants from moving the ball. And the Packers' defense that year had been trash. The offense had been so good that the defense was kind of like – it was sort of overshadowed. And I remember the kicker – or the punter – not the punter, the coach on Green Bay went for an onside kick early in the first half. And that told me right then and there, I said, wait, these guys are worried. And so the game was pretty close to about the fourth quarter. I think it was 20-13.
Right.
And then some things started to happen. I think it was a fourth down stop where the Packers – where the Giants got a sack on them.
There's
and then
a Hail Mary in that game.
Yes, the Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah.
I forget.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Hail Mary.
We were in the end. We were on that
left side. Okay.
We were on that side of the field. We were on the left side of the end zone. The Hail Mary happens on the right side of the end zone. So we're just kind of watching. And when I remember when he came down with the ball, I remember plays, Maddie and Anthony, who were like two seats from me on the other side, just jumping up and down. I couldn't 100% tell, but they knew right away.
Oh,
right. They were going crazy. And so – there was a play where I think Chase Blackwell returned the fumble, and then he got to the
yard
line.
Yeah, that's right.
They throw a touchdown in the next play. It's 30-13 with 5 minutes to go, and now it's like, wait, the Giants are gonna go to the, they could go to Super. Like this is like a real. This is no longer like some fantasy now. This is a real thing. And at that time, remember I bought. Remember Aaron Rodgers was like sporting a championship WWE belt.
Yeah.
So I remember I went to Toys R Us the day before, and I bought one of those mock championship belts, and I kept it in a bag.
I remember that.
I kept it in a bag till there was like 3 minutes to go.
Can't double check.
Yes. And as fans are starting to file out, I remember. I told my buddy, Matt. I mean, not Matt. My buddy Mike. I said, Mike, can you hand me the belt that's in that bag right there? And so when I pulled the belt out, I could see the look on some of the Packers fans' faces. They were just sort of just like. Just like the sort of like look of like disgust. Nice people, by the way.
That's actually the worst thing because they were actually they're probably the nicest fans I've encountered.
That's what I was getting to.
We were teasing them.
Really?
We were in the parking lot ripping off their cheese heads and spray painting them blue. And
Wow. Yeah, what about the tailgate experience? Did y'all do that out there?
They did. They had if you go at Brett Favre Steakhouse had a place where you can do the tailgate.
Right.
So you purchase the tickets in advance, and you spend $25 or $30, and you basically could eat and drink, and it was good.
So I did something a little different. My friend and I had driven up, and we ended up tailgating in a parking lot. We had when we were coming in, passing the stadium on our right hand side, there was a giant blow up, giant fire. You know, those blow-up ones.
Right.
We were like, that's it. That's where we're going. We will find our people there.
Yeah.
So we went there and did the traditional, you know, like old-school tailgate, like whipping out the grills and barbecuing.
Okay,
and all that stuff. So that's what we
– yeah, because I remember in the morning, before we went to the Brett Favre place, we were in this parking lot. Remember Kate Banks?
Yeah, with Kate.
Yeah.
So that's where I met you for the first time.
Yeah.
In that parking lot.
9 a.m., 18 degrees. My hands are freezing. I'm wearing my overcoat with my jersey on top of the overcoat.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to stay. My feet, I did not wear double socks that day.
Okay.
And so I'm just freezing. And even inside the stadium, I was freezing for most of the game. All of a sudden, by the time it was 30-13, it seriously got warmer.
Something happened. We're all packed in like sardines, or because we were so animated that we were moving, but I definitely remember being warm and taking off my coats and stuff like that. And like stripping down to less layers. And I also remember telling my friends after the, you know, like weeks after the game being like, oh, it wasn't that cold. It must have been in the 30s. And she's like, Kelly, it was 16 degrees.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like, so it was definitely cold, but I think they just pack you in down there and that, like, and you're just like all that body heat and all that animation, you get warm.
Yeah, before I go back to Clark, now you have some great, We laugh now. We don't talk about it at the time because we'd all know that commute from MetLife Stadium to go to Long Island after the game.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about the horror stories about that as far as a fan, man. Because a lot of fans can relate to that. Like,
oh,
man.
Commute?
Yeah, man. I mean, not easy. Whether you live in Queens, Brooklyn,
well,
Staten Island, Westchester, well, upstate.
My commute's a trip. So let's see how far I actually am from
MetLife. Okay.
Because that alone is an interesting story.
Did now you leave the stadium before the game's over, or do you leave?
Nope, I stayed till the end. Real fans stay till the end.
Okay, okay.
Sorry, people who don't stay till the end.
Now, if they get blown out, do you stay to the end either?
No, yeah. I mean, if it's obviously a blowout.
Because I thought there was one game this year you had dipped, and I saw the post on your social media. You was going off like, yo, man, I left at 3:30. I can get home for like 7. Like, what game was that? What game was
5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah.
What game was that?
I don't remember. But I do live 94 miles away from the stadium.
God damn, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
So.
Damn, that's like, that's Philadelphia, basically.
Yeah, well,
wow.
In the other direction, so I'd usually joke and say I basically live in Rhode Island, but no.
Wow. I did not know that.
Of Long Island, so it's 94 miles.
Wow.
Luckily, I have friends who live in the middle of Long Island, so I make a stop there and then head.
I think I saw something like you didn't make the gas station stop or whatever. Oh. Hey.
Hey, it's the Bleep Blue Show. We're live here from Sports Corner Bar and Grill in Chicago. Big Blue Road Trip, Big Blue Chicago. Here having a good old time. Steve Azul, Carl Martinez alongside. Just tell them some stories.
Yeah, man. Yeah, tell us about your favorite road game or home game this far with the Giants. You got to speak up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
We're live on the internet. All right,
we'll continue. All right. I did not know that you were way down there. I didn't
know that. Really far away, but I make it every home game.
It's a long drive, I'd say.
Now, let me ask everybody here at this table, man, what event this weekend are you guys looking forward to as far as the Big Blue Chicago weekend, the annual road game? Is it tonight, the meet and greet? Is it the tailgate on Sunday? What event you guys are looking forward to?
Knuckleball.
Yeah. Oh, it's Saturday afternoon.
That's the main event.
Knuckleball tonight and tomorrow.
No, tomorrow.
Okay.
Brewery tour and the
what's tonight? Tell us about the brewery. I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, so Saturday after we do our community service event
at
Lakeview Pantry, we're going to do a malt road crawl. The place that we're going to start off is a place called Empirical Brewery. They opened a couple years ago, a couple blocks actually from my house, and up until about a couple months ago when me and Jim went there, I actually never gone inside. So I probably should have been supporting the business all along, but they're a very good place. They have a number of different microbrews that they
all
make.
We have a free meal in the fridge right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
See? So we're going
to...
I'm going to sample that tomorrow.
That's what we're all trying.
So we're going to start there. I think we may be going also to a place called Urban Renewal. Check them out as well. Cobalt Distillery is another place around there if you're looking to get some harder liquor as well. There's a couple other spots around there as well. So from 3 to 6 o'clock Saturday, we'll have a really good time. I hope everybody comes out.
Everybody's making rounds now. How do you guys are getting through the Giants regular season? We're not doing too well. How do you get through this stuff?
Acupuncture?
Kelly and I, the ones that actually live in New York, so it's been hard as a Giants fan living in New York and kind of seeing how everything has played out because there have been some highlights with Daniel Jones, you know, but there's also been some problems with defense. And you hear about it every single week on the radio and just discussions around the water cooler. So it's been interesting in the fact that you know that there might be good things coming, but you also wonder kind of what the direction of the franchise is.
It's
a mix of things.
Do you have confidence in the general manager?
I do not, no.
Oh, okay. No. What about you? Do you have confidence in the general manager? There you go.
In some respects, I do. I think, you know, he's made some really good picks, and he got rid of some bad contracts, but he's also
signed a lot of checks to bring in, you know, former Cardinals who fit that scheme. You know, and DeAndre Baker looks like a flop at this point. So I keep wanting to go one way or the other, but I keep ending up on the fence with that gentleman.
In Chicago, how do you guys get through it through the game days here at Sports Corner? Like, how do you guys – is it the liquor that gets you through this game?
Without question. If it wasn't for these guys, I would –
Oh man,
you know, and it sucked last year because when I was in school and I couldn't go out for the games, I was kind of confined to my house, and I would watch the game, you know, while I would be doing homework, and I would look and I'm just like, oh my God, like how are you guys surviving watching this?
Oh my goodness,
and, you know, that was get away from football. Somehow I joined back at the end of the season, and you know, we got all the press together. It actually made it easier to survive these games, but you know, we've become so, I think,
together or not?
No, the word I probably would use is we've been beaten down is probably not the exact word I want to use, but it's very, very close to it. And it got to a point where we've been seeing this now for 7 years now, to the point where it's just sort of like, I'm fine.
Is there any hope, though? I mean, as a unit, as a club, as far as Sports Corner, Giants, are we going to get better or not, man? We're going to get general manager.
We're going to get better.
Yeah? Yeah, both of you.
I think we'll get better.
Yeah, I see players developing, but I think they need a new – I think the coaching staff is slowing it down. I don't think the coaching staff has a clear direction if they're putting anything in.
What about you? You feel the same way or not?
Yeah.
Yeah? You good?
I agree with Jim about the coaching staff. It probably needs to change in some respects. Especially at the top,
Now, would that go back to Gettleman? I mean, didn't these guys hire the same guy we were talking about?
The general manager did his quote unquote search and somehow concluded that this person was somehow
I feel like we were went into it than that, but
how that was possible, I have no idea.
Right.
His past history was evidence enough that he should not get another head coaching job at all. However, with that being said, he hires him, but then allows him to hire the coaches that are beneath him. Because usually what you see in college and what you see a lot in the pros is that the really good team, not only is the head coach good, but the underlying assistants below him are very good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very concerned that the teaching that is happening has been awful.
Well, I'm going to counter that.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to defend Shermer at all, but he did stuff in Minnesota that was unwieldy as far as who did he have as his quarterback up there?
Case Keenum.
Exactly. He showed himself to somewhat be an offensive genius.
Now that I
can. And somehow that has not translated to the Giants in some way. It has.
I think, you know, there's a debate, there's a dispute on this in terms of some of those guys. There's certain guys who are fixated at one part of the ball. That's all they can do. They can't be a CEO.
Sure.
They could be a middleman. They could be a director. But you don't want to run a company. And unfortunately for him, because of perhaps of all the multitasking he has to do, perhaps his brain isn't wired. Well, then there's some guys, there's some people even in society that are like this, that are set up in such a way where they can only be focused and only be successful at one particular thing, that the next like three or four things just go by the wayside. And when that happens, you have a situation where not only are if you're not successful at that one particular aspect, and then you're already deficient at all the others, well then it's just an explosion waiting to happen.
Now, all right, let's get back to you're making me depressed. We're talking about favorite games, road games over the years. Now, Kelly, Carl talked about the Green Bay game. You have a favorite game, home or away, that as a Giants fan you attended that you loved, that you attended that you loved. And we're going to go around the room. We got Vegas, we got Tishri with us. We're going to get their thoughts on that as well.
Giants Saints in New Orleans.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
Which one?
Was it 2015?
Yeah.
Oh, the 52-49.
Yeah.
How was that thing?
Yeah, that was wild. But just the game itself was wild too.
When we saw the schedule and it had Halloween weekend, I remember.
That was a great.
We're like, we're going.
You were out there the entire weekend. That weekend was great.
Yeah.
Now, as far as like weekends, as far as tailgates, if you remember that game, going to the stadium, it was raining like
that
crazy.
Morning was the worst part.
Rain,
yeah.
Cats and dogs, but that Friday and Saturday, that was Halloween weekend. It was so fun.
Right, yeah.
I've heard this. I don't think it's hard to duplicate that.
The humidity
yeah.
sucks.
I won't say that.
Saturday
is
it.
Man, they said it was 69
right.
degrees, and we walked the walk
right.
to try to get the water. That was like the longest walk ever. I was like, holy fuck, where's the air conditioning? When we got back to the air conditioning.
You have a favorite game or a Giants game? Or?
I went down to St. Louis. When was that? 15, 14.
Oh, that was Beckham Jr.'s role rookie year.
That was, this was when Odell
that's
got picked on and a whole bunch of people got ejected. Like three people, I think. Like,
oh,
yeah,
yeah. There was a fight, yes.
And
okay,
it was St. Louis, so I was
like, it Ogletree?
That's
big enough.
Oh, you're
going to
St. Louis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it'd be really deceased
because
St. Louis used to get really
right,
bad.
Right, right,
so
right.
I was like on the 50
yeah.
a couple rows back, and I got into a fight with the
really?
Fans.
Oh,
they were heckling Coughlin saying he was so old.
Oh,
and they were
man.
Saying that they hope he died. And I really had to
oh,
no. that.
Really?
I should have won our fans?
No, no, it was Rams fans. And so it was like, I went.
But we won that game. I remember that game.
Yeah, we won. It was a great game.
What about the weekend with the Phoenix? Did you go out there Saturday?
I went down just for the day. It was like hanging out in the casino.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. So it was, I mean, it's St. Louis.
Well, I went down there a couple of years before that.
We did. But I always remember the Nashville one against the Titans.
When you were there,
that
was 14.
Oh,
24.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, 2-9.
But I think
we were
there.
We
did. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
even
did. It was ugly.
Even back then,
we
were trying to
right.
receive a pass
yeah.
at that game. I remember that game.
I mean,
that was a great
we were
game.
Out of it at that point,
yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken. But,
oh, yeah, we definitely were.
You know, I just think being in that atmosphere, being in that city,
really
was good enough as far as just the atmosphere of being down in Nashville. So.
Yeah, yeah, you could speak to Nashville. You was at the NFL draft. We got big NYG frontliners. What are your thoughts on this, man?
Yeah, Nashville was an experience. I mean, it took us half an hour to cross the street. You know, certain person flew into the wrong airport.
I don't know about that.
Went to Memphis instead of Nashville.
Oh,
yeah. He was like, I don't understand it. The lift is Spanish.
We're part of the episode.
$75 for the lift. I was like, damn, Dad, I'm coming to get you. I'm like, what are you doing in Memphis?
Oh, no.
But yeah, it was a great experience. For me and tailgates, one of my first tailgates was Tampa. The first time I went to Tampa.
15.
Yeah, 2015.
Okay.
And we
okay.
went with all the whole Atlanta crew. That was a great time. All
right.
A special one for me is when I went to the Raiders game. That's when that's the first year Eli got bent. So he went to the black hole. I mean, that was an experience. And he'd been to Oakland for a Raiders game. The black hole is crazy. He lost, but it was an interesting experience. They showed us love though.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. But I love traveling for the games.
Why do you say that though? Why do you like traveling to the game? Why do you like Chicago?
The love is different because it's like against the city. When you see the Giants fans in the airport, you see them in the car rental desk.
That's
you
true.
See them, you know, you see them all over, and everybody's excited to see each other.
Right.
And so it's more of a camaraderie. You go out and you tailgate and you travel. It's a different vibe.
What about you? What about your
favorite game?
Well,
when I went to
one
London.
Oh, man, you're talking about knocking it out the park. We won that game, too.
Yeah, it did.
Now, remember, leaving the stadium, that was in Twickenham.
You were there.
How would you compare that to any, like, home, like, maybe Green Bay because it's a local? Because, remember, you leave that stadium, you got to go through the neighborhood.
Yeah, we did that walk.
Yeah.
That walk.
That mile and a half walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk to fans of other teams that go there for their games, and it's the same thing with that stadium.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I love that stadium though. Like it's
right.
so English. Like it's so you definitely feel like you're not in an American.
Did you enjoy the London experience?
Oh, I love London. It's
oh yeah,
yeah. The whole world. So yeah,
right.
It was nice seeing people who had not grown up on the sport actually like it.
Yeah.
People around us who didn't like it. Like, they liked it. They watched it.
So interesting because it was one was obviously like understood football and like knew what was happening, and we're listening to him explain to his friends who he brought with him who weren't clearly didn't know about football. So
and
we're kind of interested in learning. But every time a flag was thrown and he would explain why the flag was like what you know like offsides and it was funny to hear that and interesting, but like. It makes it new again for you.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear other people feeling like the newness of it, you know?
Yeah.
What about the experience, like not even just the game, but just being in London outside of the game, like y'all were sightseeing and you get that separate element to a road game than probably a home game, right?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely use road games as an excuse to go see a city or a place that, you know, I have not been before.
Or to come back and visit your friends.
Right. My friends here in Chicago. But, yeah, you said it's an excuse to go see something new and to travel. And honestly, and before I started doing this, I did not travel on this level. But I'm getting away, started with, like, the goal was one away game a year. And now I'm up to a minimum of 2 a year.
Uh-oh.
So.
Yeah, because I remember the first trip we ever really sort of did was when we went to Minneapolis.
Right.
That one time.
What year was this?
This was the last game of the 08 season.
Oh, this is the old one.
Really,
the old
really
old
good.
One.
Yeah.
The old one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was, we were just kind of just on
the. And even though the Giants lost that game, it was kind of fun to be in that atmosphere because the Vikings had to win that game to win the division.
Yeah.
So it was a competitive game.
Yeah. And I remember that win set up where it allowed the Eagles, if they won that their game in the afternoon to get into the playoffs. Remember, they played the Giants a couple weeks later, and then they beat the Giants and ended the season. So it kind of had like a weird sort of, you know, Domino Valley sort of situation. But that was, and I remember I didn't go to another road trip the next like two years after that. And I think the next one I went was when we went to Green Bay for that playoff game. And after that point, I was just like, all right. You know, we went to Cincinnati that one time. Ooh. Remind me never to go there. Okay? And that was one thing. From that year, from that point on, from the time I went to Green Bay on, I don't know, game every year. That's been.
What about you, Chris? The Monday night game.
Yeah.
Oh.
We went to Key West for the weekend. That was our first Monday night. Monday night football is so electric, man.
Yeah.
And OBJ went off.
Okay.
He went off. That was a good game.
Yeah. Now putting these events together. Oh, boy. Not really. We got the tailgate. Tonight is meet and greet. How's the energy receptive? I mean, you see it all. Come from all angles. Giant fans inquiring about being part of this weekend, like how you feel about the energy this weekend.
My Outlook inbox has just been exploding. I never knew all these Giant fans really existed. But people have been emailing me and saying, hey, we're coming in. I've got two friends coming to the game. I've got four friends coming to the game. I've got, hey, can we see that this one group specific? Bring like 30 people that are at the Bulls game tonight. But and they said they're going to meet us tonight as well. So I'm just looking at it and saying, hey, listen, come on through. And let's have a good time.
Yeah, right. Now, what about looking ahead as far as the Giants, future road game? Is there a game, is there a road game you ain't been to that you would say, I put it on my bucket list?
West Coast, Seattle or L.A.
Oh, that's next year?
Even if we didn't go to one of those, that you know, at some point those are cities I want to see.
We haven't been past Mississippi yet.
San Diego.
That's 2013, man.
It was after that. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. It was 2000.
I was saying we played Kansas City.
But I'm definitely looking forward to Seattle.
What about you? Got any future games?
I think a lot of us are waiting for the Raiders to move to Vegas.
Oh, hell yeah!
I'll tell you right now. A lot of us are waiting for that.
Oh, my God. Let me email me.
It might be more than 3 days. I mean.
What about you? Got any future games on the bucket list? Or are you trying to hit up for Giants games on the road or home or what? Nah, yeah, no.
I think you gotta get to a home game, man.
Vegas home game?
Yeah, you're not. You figure to set up on third down, but you're not.
What about you? You got a future home game? A city you want to go to? Like, okay, I gotta go there.
I haven't been to Nashville, so maybe.
Oh,
really?
I've
been to Nashville.
Who is it there, man?
I was just in Nashville like 3 days ago.
Right.
Sure. I've been to Nashville now 3 times.
Yeah.
The first time I ever went to
Shut
Nashville.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about that.
Right. Well, any future role guests for you? I'll get to you and then I'll later in the search.
Nope. This is it for now. It's the last one for this season. And then next season we'll see.
Closing the season.
This might be the last team period for the season.
I'm done this year too, but
No, I'm talking about Joe.
I definitely a West Coast game.
Seattle.
West Coast.
I mean, Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland. I've been to Oakland, but definitely another West Coast game. Some are different, you know.
I remember the one I wanted to do a couple years ago was Arizona. But
we did Arizona.
You can just throw him on the ball.
That was a Christmas Eve, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the fans showed up. The fans showed up.
Definitely a little joining the conversation. They talk to us, man. We here, man.
I'm a little.
They let you off the plane?
What?
They let you off the plane?
So we were talking, yeah, man. We're talking about your favorite road game you've been to.
Oh, home game. Road game? Indianapolis, Atlanta, because
last year?
It was a great situation for
okay.
I went down there.
Okay.
A lot of hospitality with the tailgate there. Oh my God.
That was great.
Okay, but just a small group that just decided to go down there for Christmas. It was just an amazing experience. Atlanta was fun. That was a great show.
Home game? What about home game?
Home game? Shit, ain't good. No good home game.
So you're the bad luck shot.
So as far as next year, we got the draft. You know, I'm drive up from Arizona.
Oh, yeah, you going to the draft next year?
Yeah.
You
going
to the draft?
Yeah.
I'm going to draft?
We're going to L.A.
Y'all going to the
L.A.?
Draft?
And we're
going
to go to Seattle. We'll probably hit Cincinnati. Go to
Daddy. Are y'all going to the draft next year in Vegas?
Georgia showed up.
Oh, in Vegas?
It's in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Man, look at that.
Oh, we going to there.
Oh, how long have we been? What's up? So, what about home games? Do you have a favorite home game? In preference, home or away? Why?
I love traveling with family here. I mean, you know, home games are home games, but, you know, we get together on the road, we do our thing, we show up, we fellowship with everybody. That's just an amazing experience. You know, wherever we go to Tampa, we come out here, whoever is the host organization treats us so right. And we just want to have a good time, you know, just vibe, do our thing.
Okay.
The home games, travel.
You have a favorite one or all time or not?
Probably San Francisco.
Okay.
San Francisco for the night game? Yeah, we went up there. We went to San Francisco. No.
Are you talking home or away?
Are you talking home?
Yeah, home game.
Home game? Shit, none.
Maybe I'm not mistaken.
I mean, part of it is that the stadium is a dump and it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you know, like, nobody likes the stadium. Even the people at
MetLife,
I don't like that shit.
Nobody likes that shit. Like, it looks like a tuna can
I don't like it.
You've been in that life, right? You like it?
There's no charm to it at all.
Right.
If you pick up the stadiums like where Pittsburgh plays or where New England plays and they've got like a character to it,
yeah.
That doesn't happen at MetLife.
I think that's the If you only go to the home games, you probably, that's just what you do. You only go to the home games, you don't go anywhere else.
I think the people know that.
But in our case, we saw how the college looked in Nashville was. We went to a Mercedes-Benz last year in Atlanta. We saw how that Tampa, the way it looked from the
side,
you just basically see the field when you just
the pirate ship. Even the fans there,
right.
It's more about a fan's experience. Like there's nothing to do with that life. You go in, you sit sit in your seat and you pray it's not a cold December game.
Now, the worst road statement I was at was Cincinnati. That was terrible.
Why
that place was so antiseptic. Like, it looked like a place that was built in, like, now I think it came out in like 2000, but you can tell certain places where they were kind of shorted on some of the design and stuff like that. You just walked in there. I remember just going to, we went to the concourse to try to get some food, and I remember it took us about 20 minutes with no line to try to get the actual food. It was terrible.
Don't go to Oakland, because that's like the oldest thing.
Well, Soldier Field 3 on Sunday is going to be terrible. So,
now, George, what about you, man? What about your favorite home or away game? Both, either or, if you got one.
Man, I was a big fan of Nashville. I like Nashville, how they
got,
like, that, they got that fan deck set up in, like, one of the end zones, and it's like, you know, Jack Daniels branding all around, so it's like, keep it that Tennessee theme. So, I mean, you know, Jack Daniels football, you got the outdoor where you can kind of, like, you know, congregate if you got a big group. So that's probably one of my favorites. And then a couple of the indoor stadiums are nice. I thought Indy was pretty nice. You know, it's, you know, same thing, protects you from the elements. You know, if you're going to go generic, at least, you know, have a roof, like, you know, Giant Stadium.
I was really an advocate when they should have put the stadium in Manhattan. Like, at the time, the Jets were really going for it, and then that fell through.
Well, that Hudson Yards bullshit.
Right.
That would have been perfect for the stadium. Instead of, like, that weird.
Oh, that would have been great.
And they also talked about Brooklyn, too.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting. Well, man.
What if they brought it home, but.
Well, you see it all. Now, come on, talk to us, man. Don't be shy.
Well, I would like to know, what are your favorites?
Oh, my favorite?
And which one you don't care for? Which stadiums, or what is your best?
Honestly, I don't like that one.
I don't like that idea, but what are your favorite travel cities to go to?
Man, New Orleans. Oh, yeah, absolutely, New Orleans. For the weekend, New Orleans, the entire energy. Because even though we didn't even tailgate that Sunday, because it was raining, that Friday and Saturday, because if you've ever been to New Orleans, it's party nonstop all day long. It's an adult amusement park, basically. Bourbon Street Canal, French Quarter Warehouse District.
And that might be the most generic actual stadium. Just like literally a building.
And
the stadium's
not far from it.
Like, that's secondary. Like, they can play in a parking lot, basically. Like,
imagine great. What happens when you take a plain nothing stadium.
Yeah.
Stick it in a fun city.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, that's
the thing.
Hint, hint, New York Giants.
What about you, man? What's your favorite? We're live doing the live episode with Baby Chicago. What's your favorite home and away game, man? For the Giants.
Home and away?
Yeah.
Best road game you've been to.
Yeah. Or home, either one.
Oh, man. I only want to go to Philly.
South Philly.
Philly.
Oh, man.
I want
to
go there. I've not been there yet.
Oh, man. It's
rough
out there.
Yeah, we're all waiting for the doctor's
call.
Okay.
What year did you go down there?
Last time I went was 2015.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to go this year, though.
Oh, this is for the Monday night game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
It's rough out there.
You got to roll deep if you're
going to
go.
Yeah.
I don't like
don't take your girl.
Unless your girl not a fight.
They'll greet you.
Yeah, it's almost like mirrors. Like, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago's like mirrors each other as far as the fans. Like, we just root for different. We have different colors that we pull for. Oh, you've been to Dallas? Anybody been to Dallas?
I've been to Dallas.
How do you feel about Dallas?
I mean, it's definitely like a zoo. Like, there's just so much going on.
All right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was disappointed because I was, you know, like a nosebleed seat, but
they had that stadium.
It was pretty. But they have these big. No, they have the big.
Better than that life? Be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, except for the thing that ruined Dallas is the big like jumbotron in the middle of the.
It ruined.
Well, yeah, because when you're up in those seats, that's all you're looking at. And then again, like I'm a season ticket holder in Giant Stadium, and I'm up in nosebleed seats. And I've learned how to watch the game on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just disappointing because then I'm like, I paid all this money, I could have just been sitting on my couch. That's like the same view I'm getting. So it kind of takes away from that environment. And Dallas fans are kind of like, And I'm not being, like there was no energy. They were all cranky around me. I was like,
oh,
all right.
Man.
And we will, and the Giants lost that game.
What year was this?
Two years ago?
Oh, 2017?
Yeah.
That was not the tampoon game, right? We ran out of bounds. So it's
that was
year after that.
Was it opening day?
That's when we was winning the whole game, and then they came back and went and scored the last touchdown.
They were all leaving
the stadium.
I remember that.
And they came back and won.
There's one thing about Dallas fans. Like, I respect the ones actually from Texas, you know, that are there.
Right.
That's where they're from. But, like, the Jersey Dallas.
I remember I was at Yankee Stadium. It was game 6 of the ALCS. This guy was wearing a Yankee hat, and I looked down, and he was wearing a Dallas Cowboys jersey. And I'm just like,
see a lot of those.
It's the worst.
Dallas gear.
Yeah. And they're like, and this, I remember this kid on the train, we were leaving out the game. He was like, he was like 18, 19 years old. He's like, I've been a Cowboys fan since I was a kid. I said, what?
You get that big jersey action.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
Both my brothers, well, two of my four brothers are Dallas fans. So
how do you deal with that?
I don't. I mean, let's just say this Thanksgiving is not really going to be fun for me. Especially since I was talking a little bit of smack.
What did you say?
I just teased my brother that we're going to beat them. And then when they lost to the Jets, forget it. When they lost to the Jets, I went wild.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And then, of course, we played the Jets and lost. So it's been a little rough.
Yeah, that's a great question. We want to go around. Who do you hate? Which fan base do you hate the most?
Cowboys.
You'll be surprised.
In person or
We can put it in either. Dissect whatever situation. In person, online, or offline, how are you going to do it? You go, what fan base do you have?
Eagles fan.
Why? He's an Eagles fan. Wow.
They believe that they invented
football. They believe what?
They believe they invented football. And I'm like, please, sit in the corner, shut up. And this has been a long sort of brief. I remember there was one time I was hanging with a bunch of Eagles fans and watching the game. Before all the Giants have ever started. And I'm hearing some of this stuff that would just randomly just sort of come out. And then I turn on talk radio in Philadelphia, and it sounds exactly the same. Like, it is just as awful. So I was like, and this is before they start throwing stuff at you. So then you just add that on top of it, and it's just not the most friendly experience.
I got to hit with a few.
Bears fans a second. You won't see it now because they're depressed. But when we went to the game the last time, remember when we went
Thursday night game.
There were the fans just act just ugh, it's just I think there is
was
a
2013.
There is a and we've talked about it a lot of times. There is a Midwest complex.
Really?
Maybe the only Illinois based that is directed towards East Coast cities. That I can't measure, I can't describe
it's not
it.
Illinois based.
Oh, it's not.
Who is it in the Midwest? Educate me. I don't know.
I grew up in Kansas City. So we have
Iowa and Nebraska. Who you
every mid-sized city in the Midwest.
Oh, really?
Everything East Coast.
Wow.
And now, maybe a little West Coast. Now.
Why is that, though?
Chip on the shoulder.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you new?
I had no clue. I don't mess with the Midwest. So.
Having lived in the Boston area for 3 years, those guys have a huge chip on their shoulder. They have a New York complex.
Well, they live in New York.
That's why they're always going to be number one for me because I lived through that. And when you listen to the talk radio, the Pats can do nothing wrong. Nothing.
They haven't done
nothing.
That
one. I mean, that is true. I was living there during the whole Spygate thing, and it was like, forget it. It was pandemonium.
Right.
So I'm always going to put the Pats first, and then I'll put the Cowboys second because of America's.
America's, right. Oh my God.
They're arrogant about that.
Who do you mean?
Steelers fans.
Oh, we had a conversation. They don't really know shit about football.
They know how to interview and talk shit. That's all they know. They get so much credit and so much love for being these, you know, great, diehard, historic, you know it all fans. They don't know shit.
Wow.
Ask a Steelers fan how they're going to win this week. Any week. Tough defense.
Loud and standing up at times, so that was not the right thing. But I tell you, after the pregame in Pittsburgh was tremendous. I had not been in a couple of years, and Pittsburgh was one of my favorite cities. I would definitely go back.
So we got Eagles. Let's see, this is why we got Eagles still. Who do you hate?
Same thing. I'm kind of torn between the Cowboys and the Pats. So Tony Romo played college ball in my hometown, and he's in Illinois,
right? Yeah.
So
right.
I grew up in Charleston, and so like in high school, I watched him play football. And then I go back to visit my parents, and there's a huge billboard of Tony Romo outside my hometown. And every time I drove down, I just had to flip off the billboard. And it just made me angry about going home to visit my parents, having to see Tony Romo.
Wow.
And then all the people in my hometown, like, acted like they suddenly cared about the Cowboys. And it
was just,
and then the past. So that 07 Super Bowl was when I was in college. My best friend was a Pats fan. He didn't speak to me for 3 months.
When they lost the undefeated record.
When the Giants beat the Pats, my best friend, who was a Pats fan, didn't speak to me until the end of the
tour.
Fans, like, because they're so kind of disrespectful and nasty, they can take it as well. So, I mean, I remember in high school, people just go back and forth with just like the worst hate speech. And but, like, it kind of goes both ways, so they kind of understand it. I can kind of understand them in that way. Like, you could be as hateful and disrespectful to them, they could give it back, and that's understood. But, like, you bring that to the Boston man, they really get, like, just way too.
Wow.
Where I hate the teams more in the division, but in terms of the fan base, I think there's a special kind of hatred for that New England, Boston, I really enjoy more speaking to them.
And I wonder what type of, because I remember when we went to the Super Bowl in Indianapolis and we were there that Saturday.
Yeah.
And so obviously Super Bowl, Boston, New York, in the same. And I remember thinking, I was like, man, you know, on the drop, they're like, it's going to be, like, super crazy. And it turns out it wasn't even like that at all. So I kept wondering. I was like, okay, like, is it like, more mutual? Is, like, everybody kind of cool with each other? It didn't. That's how it seemed. Nobody, there was no fights. We stayed at the bar till 4 o'clock in the morning. There was no fights going on. Everybody was kind of, you know, nobody was really talking shit to each other. So I kept wondering. I was like, man, I've grown up hating these dudes.
Yeah, and you know, there's also a difference within that Boston New England fan base. Like, the people from Boston, those hardcore Southeast Boston, they're a little more hardcore. They can take it. They're a little more similar to the Philly fans. It's that weird New England, that outside, rural Massachusetts. Those are the real douchebags. once I hate Boston, like, the hardcore Boston people, I can kind of understand. They're a little more hardcore with it. The douchey greater New England. Those are the people.
What about you? fan base you hate the most?
Oh, it's the Pats.
We're killing the Pats.
It's the Pats.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't lived in that area except for
okay.
It's Pats followed by the Cowboys just that arrogance that they bring about being American team. And I'm in the same situation as her, as my brother's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, how's
born and raised in Brooklyn.
How's our relationship?
It's not bad, but we always give each other shit every time we play each other. And anytime the Cowboys lose a game that's supposed to win, I'm trash talking him. So it's interesting. But with that,
it's quite awesome.
Yes, exactly. we get along. Let's put it that way. When it comes to that, we get along.
All right. What about you?
As a diehard Chiefs fan, I gotta say, Raiders. They're convinced that the league is against them and everything is because they hated Al Davis. The league hated Al Davis, so they're always being screwed by the league. And then, of course, the Patriots, because they didn't. There's no fans existed before 2016.
So definitely the Cowboys, they're America's team, nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would have to say, but a close second is the Eagles with that dumb song.
Oh, God.
Is that a bright song or is it to remind you how to spell the name of your team? Not sure. And then lastly, I would say I have a funny story about the Pats. I was covering for my store in Boston.
Okay.
And I was working on the Sunday, and I'm wearing my Giants, because my company sells NFL licensed gear, and I'm wearing my Giants sweatshirt. And, customer comes in, and I'm like, hi, how are you doing today? I'd be better if you took that shirt off.
Wow.
Like, oh, all right. The Pat Spears right over there. I'll be in the back.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was so rude. That's really how you guys started. So that's a prime example of what you guys were talking about the Pat fans. Like, please.
Who do you hate, Dave?
My best friend is a Cowboys fan. So every year he tells me how this. Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl, so they're up there. And then the Pats.
Oh, man.
Long 20-something years.
The Pats just, they come out of nowhere, you know, they cheat their way to a couple of Super Bowls. You know, and then they think they're like, they're the greatest shit since sliced bread. And I'm just like, well, we beat y'all.
I mean, we're all old enough to remember the Pats.
Pats
was 395, maybe?
Shit.
They were terrible.
They got blasted by the Patriots.
For
the entire NFL?
Yeah.
It's a tie between the Cowboys. It's Cowboys and Eagles.
Okay, okay.
Cowboys fans I hate because it's like, they got this like attitude, their aura is like, kiss the ring.
Yeah.
And the Eagles, because they're just obnoxious. The Eagle fans are just obnoxious. They curse at you.
Yes, indeed.
But actually, they've been a little nicer lately since they went. But for man's point over here, it's like, I don't understand why the Patriots are so angry. They went six. They got six rings and he's so angry.
Because they know they cheated.
I mean, three of them. And they're just more sensitive. Like, that's the thing. Like, at least a Philly fan yelling and cursing at me, you can give it right back to them. There's kind of an understanding there. Whereas, like, the boss, they're just so sensitive. And everything is, like, offensive to them. And everything, you know, like, that's just.
I guess they have a conflict. So I don't
know.
I have a colleague, he used to terrorize me when we used to work together. He used to leave off in the Dallas thing on my table. Now we don't work together on Sundays. He terrorizes me.
If I had to pick one, wow. I mean, I think the Cowboys is definitely like
I've been to Dallas. It's a different animal you're dealing with those type of fans on their turf. They're brutal. They're brutal. Now, even if you deal with a lot of Cowboy fans online, like social media, Twitter, Instagram, he's taking it with a grain of salt. They could be bandwagoners, and I don't like that, so I can easily dismiss that. But the Cowboy fans is one, and then the Eagle fans 1A in South Philadelphia. I haven't been to Philadelphia for a game since the Super Bowl. I've been there before the Super Bowl, and before the Super Bowl, like you said, they had a chip on their shoulder. It's a different animal dealing with those fans because they really have something, like there's something on their mind.
There's a reason why they build a jail underneath their stadium.
Right. They had it at the old stadium.
That's right. And the new one now.
They threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yeah, if you've ever been to a game in Philadelphia,
type of angry, Santa Claus.
Yeah. We're going to wrap up because we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to go take pictures and all that, enjoy the festivities. You got any quick final thoughts on the start to the Big Blue Chicago Frontliners Giants versus the Bears weekend?
Yeah, everybody have fun. I mean, the season's obviously in the bag at this point, but like I said before, kind of watching the rookies, how they progress, just seeing how they play, knowing there's nothing to play for, who's improving.
Right.
And obviously having fun meeting a lot of new people here and being the host.
All right, sounds good. What about you? Final thoughts? No, you haven't, huh? Just a hot potato.
Hop on Jim's point, a lot of this is now we're just in the talent evaluation stage. Like, there's a lot of guys that we just want to see if they're actual NFL players. The season is pretty much a wash. We just want to see improvement, see if these guys are legit NFL players and get an accurate sense of what we need going into next year. If some of these guys can develop and, look like players, that's going to affect. We're going to have a lot of money to play with the free agency, the draft. It's going to be a big draft, so... if we see what we actually can work with, this is what we're looking forward to. Let's just get a W, man. Six in a row, that's fucking hard for me.
Good point. Final thoughts.
Yeah, as somebody who used to live here, I never got to go to the Soldier Field, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
So that'll be fun. And just, I got a good feeling about Sunday. I think they'll actually pull it out somehow, some way. And just looking forward to meeting some new people here this
week.
We're
going
to go to church before we go to the game?
Yeah.
Any final thoughts from you?
I'm actually really excited because the Chiefs have a bye this week, so I can really concentrate on this game. All my friends and...
Best barbecue in Kansas City. Arthur Bryan's, you like Oklahoma Joe's?
No, my favorite's Arthur
Bryan.
Arthur
Bryan.
Jack Stack has the best
burnet. Who?
Jack Stack.
I know you're talking about. What is it, how you feel about Q39?
Have not been there yet, but it's got cloth, tablecloth, so.
No, they don't. I went. It didn't happen.
All right, well, maybe they got rid of
them. Okay. All right, final thoughts is, over away again. I never got that consistency.
You
prefer the home game or you prefer the away game? You like driving home 4 hours after the game at MetLife?
5 hours. No, based on my 5-hour one-way trip each freaking Sunday. No, I'm definitely like a way back.
How do you get gas in Fort Lee?
One thing you get at away games is you get all these great people, you make new friends, and you get a group of fans that are clearly passionate about the game and the team. You miss that in the home games because I think that people get with us being season ticket holders, because you become complacent. So I like to come here and see the energy. I've made some great friends, and now I'm back in Chicago and revisiting with some of them who I don't get to see often.
Right.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, it's interesting because at the tailgate, a lot of the season ticket holders are coming to the tailgate. And they're going to see firsthand experience, the home versus what that, MetLife versus the road. I mean, some of them have been on the road anyway, but it's a refreshing to your point.
A lot better music, trust me.
Final Hey, NYG Frontline.
Listen, man, so I'm a traveler. I'm a traveler, so, I enjoy going out there. But for me, I've been fortunate to come to Chicago a lot. My lady works out here, so I've been here several times. So I enjoy it, but this is my first time for the game. And this is our annual, it's our third annual tailgate for the Frontliners in congruent with our Big Blue Chicago and the Bleed Blue Show. So I'm excited for that, always to meet new people. And, you know, keep winning these tailgates until we start winning some games.
That's all we got, man. Like,
that's
all we got.
Final goal. I love the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
Beautiful city. If we don't come up with this, W is going to feel like the longest plane ride back. Please, G-Man, please. Been on the field, though.
What's your final thought for you?
Final thought, I just love to see everyone come together, have fun. Even in the cold, so we've got to get this in to make it work better. Have fun, party, let's go.
That's right. Right. Oh, now, the maestro of all this, you know, but bass with the NRG Frontliners, and you got Jason, Definition of Lit. Your final thoughts as well as far as putting this compilation. After this, we're going to hit the end on this record, and we're out. We're going to get this party started.
You know, this couldn't happen without the best people in the world right here.
All right.
You know, they have helped me, and we've had ideas that we've brainstormed, and we come up with things that maybe I never even thought of then. Put it all together over this last year and to see it play, hopefully the way it'll play out this weekend. We hope it's going to be a great time for all the fans that are flying out here, fans that are driving up here, all of that. It should be an excellent time, and hopefully they can come out with a W on Sunday.
Man, it's a fantastic thank you for – oh, wait a minute. Well, before we wrap up, one more. The Godfather.
Yo.
The tailgate. Please, by all means, man.
Yo.
We're about to wrap up. Please give us your thoughts on, you know, Chicago, the Dallas games you do every year with BBWCGM. Man, give us your thoughts as far as being here in Chicago, out here from Dallas, the Big Blue Wrestling Crew, Dallas Metro, man.
Hey, Big Blue Chicago, they doing their thing. I'm in here. See my people's in here. So it's going to be all good.
That's our pop show right there. Yo, man, we're going to have a good time. Listen to this audio, all these Giant fans, Big Blue Chicago, NYG Frontliners, Blee Blue Show, iTunes Podcast, Blue Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. We're going to have some fun, see the pictures on timeline. Sounds right, Sue, Blee
Blue.
Blee Blue. Blee Blue. We're going to wrap it up.
Can you dig it?
Yo.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blee blue, 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 blee blue.